When looking at the three items, I do see a codependency between the fight for feminists and the act of one of those items, which is homophobia. Most people whom are homophobic fear the difference between what they feel should be the social norm and the actual world around them. When it comes to someone being gay, for instance, let's take a closer look at a broader picture. If a man is termed to be gay, they tend to act more feminine. They might be more in tune with their own emotions and their own feelings, and maybe even in tune with what others might feel. This idea, in turn, threatens the common idea for what the male gender role should be. In fact, sometimes just because of sexual orientation alone, they are treated as less than human. The gay community is still fighting for rights, just as women have for decades. By seeing how women have accomplished a lot of what they have stood up for, which is their own basic freedoms, similar instances may cause gays to fight in a similar nature. What it boils down to is that we are all different, but we are all human. We all deserve the right to be treated equally. Fearing someone for being different is not just a shame on the person that is fearful. It is also a shame to that person that they may not even be able to know some of the most wonderful people that we know on our planet. The same fear can be said for the recent issues that people have with transvestites, which is a fear called transphobia. Just because the person is different, just like other people all around the world, there are people that fear them and think that they deserve less of rights, and that's less of human rights. So, in turn, these individuals are more one gender, but acting in another gender role, which makes it a little different for everybody else around them to cope because it's not what they perceive as that social norm. So they are just now starting for their cause and their rights as well. So, in essence, the feminist fight can be looked at as a historical point, and they can go by reference and see what essentially was done right, what was done wrong, and kind of tweak their own fight for their own independence, per se, and kind of get a look into how hard they're going to have to work for their own justices. And we too, as a nation, need to look and see how we treat people in general, no matter their race, their sexual orientation, whether they want to be male or female. We need to look at our own selves in the mirror, and we need to focus on what essentially is right and what is wrong, and help everyone to have equal rights.